Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for July 18th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, the World Trade Organization has ruled against the United States in a pre-trade war dispute with China. The ruling says some U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods do not comply with WTO rules. The case opened in 2012 when the U.S. implemented tariffs aimed on products the U.S. claimed was unfairly subsidized by Chinese state-owned companies. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, in a news release, rejected the ruling. Lighthizer says the report undermines WTO rules. The report says that the U.S. must use distorted Chinese prices to measure subsidies, according to Lighthizer, unless the U.S. provides more analysis than the hundreds of pages in provided investigations. China's Ministry of Commerce in a statement welcomed the ruling, adding that the U.S. has seriously damaged the fairness and impartial nature of the international trade environment. If you need help finding the right USDA farm loan, the USDA has a new online tool for you. This is FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce.
It's actually, in my mind, a very valuable tool for farmers, ranchers that are looking at obtaining credit through Farm Service Agency, whether that's for purchasing equipment, whether that's purchasing land, and maybe folks looking for credit that are new to the agency. They can go into the farm loan discovery tool, and folks can access that through farmers.gov/fund, and that'll bring up the farm loan discovery tool. Simply hit the start button and producers can start to go through that, and it will ask 5 questions. It should streamline the process, and it will create an environment where potential borrowers have more knowledge when they walk into the office or have a person-to-person visit.
Fordyce says there's been an increase in the amount his agency is obligated for direct farm ownership loans.
So compared to this time last year, FSA has seen an 18% increase in the amount it's obligated for direct farm ownership loans. And as we remember, the 2018 Farm Bill increased lending limits on all of our loans. So, you know, our anticipation would be we'll see a higher volume of dollars loaned out through our various programs, and Congress raising those limits in the 2018 Farm Bill certainly, I think, was good news for a lot of folks.
The National Corn Growers Association has voted as an organization to urge President Donald Trump to uphold his commitment to American farmers and the renewable fuel standard. A resolution passed Wednesday during the annual Corn Congress in Washington, D.C. We, the assembled voting delegates of the National Corn Growers Association, asked President Donald Trump to uphold his commitments to protect the FRS and support farmers by ensuring EPA's administration of the FRS does not undermine the law and the benefits of renewable fuels. Corn growers say the waivers undermine the benefits of renewable fuels and have also reduced corn use for ethanol production.